What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. Mm-hmm. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And you look all pretty and green. And so, Claire, what do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing I wanted to do was to wish all of our Jewish listeners and viewers a very good Hanukkah. We're kind of in the middle of it right now. Ends on the 10th. But I just wanted that to come from What Really Happened to all of you out there who are celebrating.
And, of course, later in the month, we're all going to wish you Merry Christmas as well. We try and cover all the bases
and
here.
Kwanzaa. Let us not forget Kwanzaa. Okay. But seriously, Mike, I'm looking at the antics of the people in the White House, and I have to say, what are these people trying to do with their uber provocations of both China and Russia? This is a mess. This is insane. And apparently, according to Zero Hedge, John Bolton, advisor to the president, was aware that the Huawei CFO was arrested while having dinner with Xi Jinping. What are these people thinking, Mike?
Well, to me, this gets back to the factionalization of our government because, you know, there are obviously interests that want this trade war to cool down.
Yeah.
And there are interests that want to go on provoking China to the point where we can actually start a war. And the goal for the war with China is U.S. domination of the western side of the Pacific. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the United States government isn't happy with controlling the eastern side of the Pacific Ocean. No. They want it all. Yeah. We've got to have it all.
Yeah. And I just, I'm almost having, pardon my French, the vapors in reading this. And Zero Hedge said they reported that Wang Zhu was arrested in Canada and will be likely extradited to the U.S. with a suspected violation or violations of U.S. sanctions against trade with Iran. And, oh, yikes. Apparently, President Trump has absolutely no sense of the Chinese concept of face. And I have to wonder if the U.S. government, once they have her, is demanded by the Chinese government, give the lady back, and the U.S. says no. How soon do you think that China is going to start a Marshall footprint against the United States? Because this, for them, is utterly intolerable. Well, utterly intolerable.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the McCollum memo that details how Roosevelt provoked Japan into war.
Yeah.
And the guy who wrote it, Arthur H. McCollum, was chosen because he was very familiar with Japanese culture and mindset.
Yep.
And he deliberately chose actions which to the American people would seem rather minor and trivial, but to Japanese sensibilities would be extraordinarily
hurt.
Insulting.
Outrage, yeah.
Insulting. And same thing with this arrest of the CFO. Most Americans are probably looking at the story and saying, no big deal, but the Chinese are very much outraged by it.
Oh, yeah, and Chinese state media is already accusing the U.S. of taking what they describe as a despicable rogues approach by arresting the Huawei heiress because U.S. tech firms can't keep up with their advancements in 5G. Now, I don't know how true that is.
Well, the company is the largest manufacturer of cell phones already, and it may be that other companies are saying, let's pull them down somehow so we can get a larger piece of the action.
Yeah, and China has already accused the U.S. of trying to curtail its technical sector, and they're looking for an explanation, and Bolton has refused to give one. Mike, how long do we have before we're in a full-scale meltdown war?
I have no idea. Yeah. I think a few more days of the stock market performance and things are going to get really kind of crazy. Could even be by the end of the year.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is apparently Donald Trump did not know about the arrest.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, which is another indicator he's not in control.
No. Definitely
he's turned
not.
Out to be this incredibly weak leader mm-hmm. who's just letting the White House run things. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the White House has all these individuals in there who have their own allegiances, mm-hmm. their yeah. links, their personal agendas.
Right.
And they're all going mm-hmm. in all these different directions, which is why U.S. foreign policy doesn't mm-hmm. seem to really have much policy to it.
No, you know, and the arrest of this lady and lacking any kind of a clear explanation is a new threat to the already tense U.S.-China trade relations. And there may be some explanations that would give us a reason, but apparently the lack of transparency is causing a lot of upset out there. And there's another deep article that I linked to called Behind the U.S. Attack on Chinese Smartphones. And it says that after having imposed heavy taxes on Chinese merchandise, to the tune of $250 billion, President Trump, allegedly at the G20, accepted a truce by postponing further measures, mainly because the U.S. economy has been already struck with Chinese retaliation.
All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Yeah, and unfortunately, the problem is a trade war can easily turn into a shooting war. When Trump started this whole tariff nonsense, I said, I understand protectionism and tariffs to yep. try and bring work and manufacturing back to this country. Mm-hmm. But our country wasn't really prepared to do it.
No.
Because we'd allowed so much of our factories to just shut down and mm-hmm. corrode away yeah, over yeah. the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Trump did not have the resources inside the United States to step on in and say, we're going to pick up the slack here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if there's a company inside the United States that could make the equivalent of the iPhone.
I don't know either. And you also need someone who understands exactly how these factories need to work in terms of the flow and the outlay. That was what some of what your dad did.
That
right?
was what my father did. Yeah, he had a degree yeah. from the Massachusetts Institute yeah. of Technology and then later on an advanced degree from USC. And that's what he did, is mm-hmm. he would do factory layouts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you're doing that, you have to get it right the first time.
Yeah.
But people like him, over the last 30 years, they're being lured away to other countries
yeah. mm-hmm.
where manufacturing is much more respected than it is mm-hmm. in this country.
And robust. And apparently, under pressure from the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence agencies, the USA took the decision to forbid the use of smartphones and telecommunications infrastructure from the Chinese company Huawei, warning that they may potentially be used for espionage, and pressured their allies to do the same.
What smartphone can't be used
yeah,
for espionage?
I mean, hello.
I mean, we know our, yeah. our phones are completely wide open.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And there is no real legitimate excuse. It was something like, well, it sounds good, so we'll throw it out there, you know?
Well, looking at what you just scrolled by, it looks mm-hmm. to me like Apple does not, in fact, have Huawei manufacture their products. Mm-hmm. I don't know who really does. And that may be it. Apple is looking at the decline in their sales of the iPhones and the iPads.
Isn't that Foxconn, honey, who?
Yeah, that's, yeah. You're, okay. that's Foxconn. All right. But Apple may be looking at the decline in sales and stock price, mm-hmm. and they want to scapegoat China for it.
Yep.
But the problem is Apple made some seriously bad business decisions,
yeah.
such as a $1,000 handset.
Please.
At a time when the American people are struggling just to keep food on the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And apparently with the U.S., whose economic supremacy is based artificially on the dollar, until now, it was the main reserve currency for monetary reserves and world commerce. But it's been completely, increasingly overtaken by China, and in both capacity and production quality.
China's a manufacturing yeah. powerhouse.
Yeah.
And what makes this really alarming, of course, is that's what happened in Germany in the years leading up to World War II. After
yep.
they kicked out their private central bank,
yep.
they invested in manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
They were manufacturing products with which the Great Britain couldn't compete.
Right.
And so that was it. And the attitude of these world leaders seems to be less of, let's work hard to bring our manufacturing up to the same level, and instead, let's bomb the heck out of their factories,
yeah.
and then our factories will be the best in the world.
Well, apparently, China is already preparing its retaliation to this arrest. Now, this comes to us from Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge.
Okay.
Reuters has confirmed the earlier Bloomberg report that Wan Zhao's arrest has provoked intense debate among senior Communist Party officials about how to respond. And according to a separate report, Huawei has made a $2 billion, and that's with a B, commitment to address security concerns raised by the British government earlier this year. And then asked whether he thinks the arrest will spill over into trade talks, Larry Kudlow said during a post-Jobs Report interview that he rather doubts it. Where in the name of heaven can this man possibly be that opaque that he doesn't understand that what the U.S. government or elements of the U.S. government have done is not only going to exacerbate the trade war, it could very well lead to a shooting war, and very quickly, Mike.
Well, then we have that other article out of the Washington Times amidst all of this collapse of the trade, you know, truce, as it were, that Trump is going to double the tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently Kudlow is also saying the U.S. has been warning Huawei on sanctions violations, and Huawei doesn't have to spill into trade talks. He's being an idiot. He's being absolutely obtuse. Anyone with two eyes and a brain, I mean, come on. You know where this is going. And no, Kudlow, you cannot say that this is a separate track from trade talks and that car tariffs will come down rapidly. And apparently there is a lot of outrage in Beijing, and it's going to be very interesting what they allow to have happen and how the U.S. is going to respond to it, because this lady is the daughter of a Chinese Communist Party business icon. And I don't know. Some people say that China should use the trade talks to leverage, to demand that she be released. I don't know. You know, but it's very fuzzy. It's very nasty. It's almost as though President Trump had a foreign policy dartboard and said, how could we get to war the quickest with China? I know it absolutely arrest the daughter of a Communist Party icon.
You know, I want to go back to the statement, China should use trade talks as leverage to demand that she be released. I think it's exactly the reverse.
Yeah.
The United States has grabbed this lady. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say to China, give us more concessions and we'll let her go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Which I think qualifies as kidnapping.
Yeah, it is. It is. And apparently the Canadian prosecutor has laid out U.S. allegations against the CFO. And the lady's name is Meng Wanzhou. And because of U.S. allegations that she fraudulently covered up Huawei's control of a company called Skycom, that was doing business in Iran.
Oh, that's a clarification.
Yeah, a Canadian prosecutor said today. But, you know, I'm looking at this lady. I'm looking at the way that she has been, for all intents and purposes, kidnapped. And I've got to tell you, if I were her family, if I were any of the party bigwigs, I would be outraged. And something else I'm going to tell you, Mike. American businessmen who are in China right now to think about business deals, they better get on the next red eye and get back home now.
Yeah. There'll be retaliations here.
I think so. I absolutely think so.
Now, here's the issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent was China obligated to honor U.S. sanctions on Iran?
I don't know, because they're not honoring sanctions regarding the oil sales, and they're doing it in local currencies. So I don't know how clear this is, you know, or how...
It's very opaque.
Very,
very,
very
opaque.
And, I'm very concerned about the Chinese response ultimately.
I'm concerned about what this news is going to do to the stock market on Monday. I mean, they're basically saying... Mm-hmm. That between the expected rate hike by the Fed and this new crisis threatening to continue the China trade war, it's going to put more downward pressure on the stock market.
Yeah.
And as you know, they had another bad day today.
Was not exactly a day of bread and roses. No.
And I'm thinking maybe by the end of next week, if the matter is not resolved, if the market is still shaving 500 off the Dow, every day,
yeah,
you're going to start to see a real panic start to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Then let's get back to our favorite governmental intel company, Google. Google apparently censored a John Stossel video about socialist violence in an apparent effort to protect the idea that collectivism is a viable economic policy proposal. And Stossel basically is a libertarian. I mean, that's how he identifies himself. And that Google censored his video on the ills of socialism. And he said, and this is a direct quote, "This morning, Google told me that it would not allow my YouTube video, Socialism Leads to Violence, to be viewed by young people," he said in a town hall column. "It violates community guidelines," said the company in a computer-generated email. Okay, and of course, as we know, Google owns YouTube. Now, Stossel is thinking that Google could be harboring anti-capitalistic bias and that it could be built into the very algorithms that dictate what internet users can see when they run an internet search.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know that it's an anti-capitalist bias as mm-hmm. much as an anti-socialist bias.
Mm-hmm.
Our country has stopped being capitalistic anyway. We've gone into fascism here.
Right, right. And there was another guy who got kind of hit in this, a guy by the name of Peter Schweitzer, author of the book Clinton Cash, with which I'm sure some of our readers and listeners are familiar,
yes.
was also turned into a documentary film and recently released as a new documentary on Google's apparent effort to censor conservative ideas called The Creepy Line. And Schweitzer says it's a company that has an agenda, and their ability to manipulate an algorithm is something they've demonstrated. And, you know, here we have what the truth of the business is.
You need to back up to that last
yes.
statement there, because that would is an important one.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Schweitzer cited the fact that Google prioritized positive mm-hmm. stories about Hillary Rodham Clinton during her failed presidential run
yeah.
in 2016. Mm-hmm. And we all saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, back in 2016, and this is ultimately the reason why I stopped using Google mm-hmm. and Twitter mm-hmm. and all the rest of it. It was very, very clear. They had been co-opted by mm-hmm. the liberal agenda
yep.
And used to become the new gatekeepers of the internet. And that is so contrary to the original idea behind the internet
yeah,
of an unrestricted, yeah. uncensorable means of mass communication.
Open platform.
Yes.
And what this brings me to is kind of an evaluation, Mike. We now, instead of having three branches of government, now have four. We have executive, judicial, legislative, and intelligence. Okay?
Yep.
And algorithms respond as well as possible to snuff out dissent and never let an idea get out there which runs counter to the government's narrative. And if that story gets out there, it tries to discredit it with alternative visions, which are made to sound much better using half-truths and otherwise.
And those alternative visions are always placed up at the top of the search results
yes.
as well. That's
yeah. yeah.
But this is one of the reasons why so many people have abandoned these corporate social media sites mm-hmm. because they understand they're being lied to.
Yep.
Things are being hidden from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rather gratified to see the story. We reported it the other day where somebody did a survey of high school students
mm-hmm.
and found half of them do not trust corporate media.
Hear, hear. Good.
And mm-hmm. right now they've all got to be realizing that if this nation gets into a third world war, they're all going to get called up and
yeah.
set off to the battlefield,
mm-hmm.
and all the pink hair and gender fluidity is not going to save them.
No, definitely not. In fact, I would make a prediction, Mike, and I think that even before the end of next year, there will be a return to the draft in this country, and they are going to be coming for not only our young men, but this time for our young women as well.
And the other 30 genders in between.
Whatever that is.
All
yes.
Right.
Okay.
We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. And Claire, back to you.
There was an interesting article about the president of Ecuador saying, because as we all know, Julian Assange is holed up in Ecuador's diplomatic facility in London. And Ecuador's president has said that the UK has provided guarantees Assange won't be extradited to face the death penalty. And apparently he thinks Britain has provided enough guarantees that Assange will not be extradited to any country where he would face the death penalty if he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy in London, according to Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. And he was speaking in a radio interview yesterday, and he said that his administration had received written assurances that the UK will not extradite Assange to any nation where he would face the death penalty. And there's been a lot of concern about this.
Well, you know, they could still extradite him to some place where he could spend the rest of his life in a dungeon here. But there was a follow-up story to this that Assange doesn't really trust either Moreno or the government of Great Britain because written assurances are meaningless to a government.
And this is very interesting. And the Assange has been there since 2012, but he's experienced recent months of tensions, cutting off Assange communication in March after he discussed topics online that could have damaged the country's diplomatic relations and relationships between London, Moscow, Catalonian separation, etc., etc. I really don't feel that Assange will be safe almost anywhere in the world. And I say this because I don't trust the American governments when it says, oh, we'll never use the death penalty on him. He has been such a tremendous embarrassment to the U.S. government.
Well, they want to make an example of him.
Oh, yes.
They want to make an example of him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I personally think this is going to end, is one day the staff of the Ecuadorian embassy is just going to throw him out on the street. And then the British police will grab him, and that will be it.
And what I think may happen if he winds up getting extradited to the U.S. Is that he will be killed one way or the other in his prison cell, in a hospital. It's not going to go well for this guy if he winds up in the U.S.
No, this is going to be a show trial. They're going to make a big deal. How could he do this? And they're going to just use him to demonize whistleblowers in general.
Yeah. But I think maybe enough has been said and enough has been stated in terms of what he's released to the public that people are starting to get, as you said, those high schoolers don't trust the media. I don't trust the media, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And the media has lost its trust by not fulfilling its job. If the American media was doing its job, we wouldn't be here.
That's true.
We would not be here. What really happened would not be here.
And I'd be Claire's roadie.
Oh, I wanted to mention this. I think you have, but 24 Amazon workers have been hospitalized after robot punctures bear spray in warehouse.
Yeah, we did mention that one.
Oh, my heavens.
That is nasty stuff.
Yeah, it's pepper spray. And it's,
but it's a really intense, concentrated pepper spray because bears are a lot tougher than people.
Yeah. Now, is that allowed to be sold as a personal deterrent?
If you're going out into the woods.
Okay. All right.
You know, I mean, when you go to the sports store and you say, I'm going hiking or I'm going hunting up in the mountains. Yeah. You get a big thing of bear spray and you put it on your belt.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I didn't know if it was actually available to the general public, but that's interesting.
Why would you want it unless you were going up into like Yellowstone or something?
Okay. Point is made.
You know, we have our little tiny ones that are useful on people, but
yes,
bear spray is nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're at the end of the section.
We have about 30 seconds to go here.
Okay.
And thank you for watching my little clock.
All right. Apparently biometric scanning is now at Atlanta International Airport, as if traveling by air is not already awful enough
of a pain. And you know there are going to be problems. This is not really a developed, robust technology.
It's young. It's going to create some problems. It's going to cause people
be problems.
Yeah.
And I think on the other side of the Christmas holidays, there are going to be problems being reported. Yeah. All right. We're going to take another break for commercials.
Okay.
We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what's your next story?
Well, just when you think it can't get more stupid and fact-free, there is this breathless headline. Chinese government may have left fingerprints. They were behind the massive Marriott IT attack. And so the way they're framing this, the Chinese government is apparently sophisticated enough to hack into Marriott's reservation system, yet
they
just,
probably are. The question is, why would they bother?
Yeah. But just like the Russian hack of the DNC reportedly left behind evidence of hacking tools, techniques, and procedures pointing to Beijing as the culprit, according to Reuters. Now, get what Reuters is citing. Three anonymous sources with knowledge of a private internal investigation. Come on, folks. Hacking, it's sort of like expecting one either is and one did or one isn't and doesn't.
Well, anybody who understands cybercrime, you have to understand it's really easy to frame somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay, you hack into an open machine in China, and from there you hack Marriott, or you hack into a server in North Korea, mm-hmm. and you hack Sony, although that one turned out to be an internal leak.
Yes.
And if you want to make it more difficult, you hack into a server in Turkey. From there, you hack into a server in Syria. From there, you hack into a server in Russia. From there, you hack into, and so forth. You can build up a chain of dozens and dozens of machines that you're running through, and it's virtually instantaneous.
Yeah.
The second thing to keep in mind is that the CIA maintains a hacking group of their own that is specially trained to frame other countries.
Like Russia and China.
Like Russia and China or North Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just war China bashing.
Yeah.
And notice the headline said, may have. They don't even know. You know, even if there's, this is pure propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, don't bother me unless you have irrefutable hard drive proof. And it's obvious they don't at all.
What they don't have is a motive. Why would China bother? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, cyber criminals, are going to use that information. China doesn't need to.
Right. Absolutely. And it was records of up to 500 million customers in the Starwood Hotel's reservation system, now owned by Marriott, and suggests, sorry, I can't do this with a straight face, guys. I just can't. Suggests that Chinese hackers may have been behind a campaign designed to collect information for use in Beijing's espionage efforts and not for financial gain.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to 500 million Marriott customers and say, will you spy for us?
Yeah. And along with the news of this arrest of the Huawei's CFO at the behest of the U.S., the timing of this announcement puts a damper on whatever headway Trump and his administration may have thought that they may be making on trade with Beijing. But as Reuters does point out, if investigators confirm that China was behind the attack, that could complicate already tense relationships between Washington and Beijing amid an ongoing tariff dispute and the U.S. accusing China of espionage and the theft of trade secrets.
Well, this is obviously coming from somebody who doesn't want there to be any thawing of relations with China. So, unfortunately, there's been a lot of talk lately about how a cyber attack is now equivalent to an act of war.
Yeah, and I think you're right. The timing of this is absolutely no accident. Not at all.
I agree.
And, I hope that there can be some continuity from the American side, because right now it feels like we've got individuals and groups that are pulling and pushing at each other with no clear consensus.
I have been saying that all along. Our government is clearly badly factionalized. There are different conflicting agendas being pursued. Again, regardless of what Trump wants to do with Xi Jinping, there are vested interests who are basically going to undermine him. And subvert him. And there's nothing new with that. I mean, when Khrushchev and Kennedy were trying to basically thaw relations between the Soviet Union. Francis Gary Powers.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, somebody on the U.S. side sabotaged his airplane. I think his launching point was Kadena. It was out in Japan. And they would fly over Russia and then land in Germany. But halfway over, he ran out of one of the fuel components.
Brilliant.
Flamed out, had to come on down, and that put him within range of the Russian missiles.
Yeah.
And that basically destroyed the possibility of Kennedy, who wanted to basically thaw relations with the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I think that the man got really crushed and turned at a lot of places, and that was really bad. Oh, we have something else I thought everyone here would really appreciate. Looking for that special gift for your family this holiday season? Why not sign up for Homeland Security's Platinum Spy on your neighbor's Camshare Club?
Are you kidding me?
Sweetheart, I am not making this up. I swear I am not making this up. And apparently in an article in The Advocate, DHS and New Orleans law enforcement have just created a platinum spying program that encourages homeowners and business owners to spy on everyone in real time.
Yes, you too can be a snitch. I mean, the Gestapo used to do that in Nazi Germany. They'd go around to ordinary people and say, you know, keep an eye on the neighbors.
And this program, which is titled the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, I love that, Justice Foundation Safe Cam NOLA program allows residents to register their cameras with NOPD, recently launched its Platinum program that connects cameras to real-time crime. And apparently this debuted a couple of months ago, and its public launching is going to be among the 2019 budget priorities with the city's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, along with other surveillance camera expansions.
So along with the fact that they're spending your tax money to put cameras on all the streetlights and traffic signs and everything, now they want to use your cameras as well at your expense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment against the government using your property without compensation.
Uh-huh. And the way that they're pitching this, SafeCam Platinum is an exciting new opportunity to connect your home or business with the city of New Orleans by sharing your public-facing security camera footage directly with a real-time crime center. And they go on to explain
that's exactly
how it works.
What they're doing. Your outdoor security cameras. They basically want to add them to their network to watch everything.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, where we are right now, we really have sweet and lovely neighbors. We've got families on either side of us with little ones, families down the way with little ones. I really value our neighbors.
Yes.
And I would never, ever think of doing such a creepy thing to them. And, you know, what I think DHS is trying to do is to acclimatize and pacify Americans to think that 24/7 surveillance will be the only way to protect them from crime. Okay?
Yes.
But, you know,
didn't work in Great Britain.
No, it didn't. And there is such a thing as the concept of a neighborhood watch, where neighbors work together.
Yep.
They bond together to protect their places of business and where they live. It works out great. I would no more be involved with this than I would, I don't know, something
Well, there's
terrible.
Another reason to not be involved with it, and that is the fact that even if your outdoor security camera is plugged into their real-time system and they see a crime taking place, it's still going to take 15, 20 minutes for the police car to get there.
If they can get there in 15 or 20.
I mean, the response times in this country are abysmal.
They're brutal. They're terrible.
And there's always the possibility that these cameras are going to pick up something for which you can be blackmailed.
Yeah. Yeah. Very easily.
So, yeah.
And let's go over to that wonderful serial offender, Wells Fargo Bank.
Yes.
Apparently, a computer glitch was blamed as hundreds have lost their homes.
Over 500.
Yeah. Yeah. And Wells Fargo was saying it's partly to blame for an error affecting an estimated 545 customers who lost their homes. And the giant bank filed papers with the SEC revealing it incorrectly denied 870 loan modification requests. About 60% of those homeowners went into foreclosure. And a lot of these were working people. And like this guy, Jose Aguilar in New York. And they were trying to get their house back. Little place, but a great starter, you know. And today, Aguilar can only drive by the home that he and his family lost to foreclosure 3 years ago. Small ranch-style house in upstate New York. A place that was safe and nice, and they wanted to raise their kids. And he made the observation in this interview, I used to look there and see how many times my kids and I used to run up and down, ride our bikes. And he said the problems began when he and his ex-wife found mold in the house, which they tried to remediate themselves, but fell a few months behind on the mortgage. So the couple asked their lender, Wells Fargo, to modify their loan to lower a monthly payment. And first they said, it's great. You know, you might qualify for a loan modification. But he said, there were delays after delays after delays, then months waiting for a decision, and then the whole darn process got started all over again. And it went to a point where this family wound up a year behind. And finally, what did this wonderful, charismatic, caring for the people bank do? Turned him down flat.
Yep.
You know, and the interviewer said, what was your reaction, I mean, after all that time? And Aguilar said, at that point, I just gave up. The tensions caused he and his wife to split, which happens with financial problems. The house went into foreclosure. His credit got munged. he wouldn't even find a person who'd rent to him. You know, and this is the tragedy of banks who do this kind of thing with impunity. And what's going to happen? And they destroyed this guy's life, their kid's life, and his ex-wife. And now they want him to say, we're sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then yes, we made a mistake. We're really sorry about it.
And Wells Fargo has said that the calculation error on loan modifications affected 870 customers over an 8-year period. I do not know why any sane person is still banking with them with all of the problems, and it's always met with a fine.
Well, Jesse James was right. Yeah. The real outlaws are the bankers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me tell you what has to happen. What has to happen instead of a punitive...
Oh, you need to back up there.
Oh, okay.
There was an important thing here.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, Wells Fargo tried to make up for mm-hmm. stealing this Aguilar's home by paying him $25,000.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
But his attorney, Mark Dan, said that doesn't even begin to cover his total losses.
Of course not.
And he's asking, how do you think they came up with the amounts of money that they handed out to people? And that's what they want to find out, what went wrong and how it went wrong.
Well, they probably went into the coffee fund in the executive offices and mm-hmm. just divvied it up.
Well, here's what's going to have to happen. So this never happens again. Now, we understand, Mike, the money don't eat their own. And I would say that whoever was supposed to check and recheck their computer programs consistently to make sure they're accurate and allow this to go on for so many years.
Well, see, why would they bother double-checking their computer software? Computer software is indemnified from civil lawsuit.
That's got to change. A, that's got
to
change.
We need to bring back product liability.
Yeah, and then B, I would like to see whoever signed off on this for all those years and whoever else signed on in their department do hard time and not at a club fed. They have destroyed people's lives, Michael.
Yes.
They have absolutely destroyed people's lives with impunity. Oh, it's perfectly fine, you know. They're just the great unwashed, you know, mortgage payers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
They don't matter. They have got to be made to matter, as you said, with product liability for software. And secondly, that the executives who signed off on this and didn't even really check, these people do jail time, hard jail time. So it's going to be really hard for them when they get out to get a job. Have you ever been arrested or
actually,
in Carson? Yeah.
What should happen, and I hope this is a class action lawsuit, I mm-hmm. presume that there will be, Wells Fargo should be made to go on out mm-hmm. and buy 540 new homes of equivalent value mm-hmm. to those that were taken away from these people and just hand them, you know, the property title.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
That's how you make good when you make a mistake of this size.
$25,000,
that's an insult.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that it's going to happen, but I would love to see the execs who let this happen do deal time. And now we have a fun little story.
Oh, yes.
And folks, please
be
with me.
This is coming from the RMS Clintanic.
This is coming from the Department of, you can't make this stuff up, I promise you. The Clintons are resorting to the mass advertiser Groupon after speaking tour fails to draw clouds. And Bill and Hillary Clinton, the gruesome twosome, who just can't seem to exit stage left, have now resorted to selling tickets for their 13-city speaking tour on Groupon for nearly 60% off after failing to attract crowds at full price or any price. And what's worse, their Groupon deal is for a May 4th, 2019 appearance in the liberal stronghold of Los Angeles. Amazingly rich.
Well, when
you know,
they were up in Toronto, I mean, the place was virtually empty.
Yeah.
And in the final few days before their appearance, they were cutting the ticket prices down to single digits.
Yeah.
In fact, some people were saying it cost them more to park in the parking structure than to get in to see the
Clintons. Exactly.
I wouldn't pay to see the Clintons. You know, they'd have to pay me to walk on in. And, hi, Bill. Hi, Hillary.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm gone.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know, there is that wonderful phrase, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Well, I don't know that this really qualifies as revenge, but I think
it's
it definitely shows that, you know, Hillary's moment of glory is over.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm hoping that she's getting the message.
Yeah.
That she really is not viable for 2020.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would like to hope so.
You know, because she keeps rising from the political grave like a yes. vampire.
Or a phoenix.
Or
a phoenix
no,
vampire.
Phoenix is positive. Yes. I'm not going to use that on
all right,
Hillary.
Okay.
Go with
and
vampire.
Then, okay, I'll go with vampire,
blah, blah,
too.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. This is funny also. Again, from the Department of You Can't Make This Up. Televangelist Jerry Falwell's Liberty University hires football coach who resigned from his previous job at Ole Miss after an investigation found he routinely called escort services on his school issued cell phone.
Oh boy, that is
You know, it's allegedly a Christian college, and apparently they brought up contracts.
Oh well, you know those Christians.
Yeah,
anyway,
we
got to take a break
freeze.
For commercials.
Okay, all right,
and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program here on this Pau Hana Friday. And Claire, did you
just want to finish this up? Yeah, I'd like to finish this up because apparently this guy, Freeze, who Liberty University wants desperately to hire, resigned from Ole Miss in June of 2017 after a university investigation uncovered a pattern of personal misconduct by the married father of three. Let me back up and say that again. This guy is married, three kids, and Ole Miss was also under investigation by the NCAA for rules violations at the time.
Well, apparently he resigned because he was out there, you know, banging the hookers, but because he used his school-issued cell phone to call them.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I have to look at this. This is alleged. It's a Christian university. Couldn't the coaching people have found one guy who was brilliantly successful, who was faithful to his wife, was faithful to his family? You know, if I were one of the docents on the board at Liberty, I would never have hired this guy. But apparently, this guy could win, and he could win football games, and that was all that mattered.
And that's really, you
Holy
know, if he
crud,
can deliver.
Guys. Yeah.
If he can deliver the games, you know.
The blind, I guess,
I absolve you of your sins. Yeah. You are forgiven.
You know, but for
10 Hail Marys, you're back out on the street.
Yeah, but, dear, this is a Protestant university. But
all
for
right.
an alleged Christian university to take this tack on this guy, I'm having a moment here where I'm finding it very difficult to believe that they would actually do this and run with this guy when they knew he had personal baggage. But apparently, personal baggage doesn't matter in football rules.
Just as it doesn't in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, plenty of that. We're getting to our last moments, and I'd like to talk to our listeners and viewers about some things for Christmas that really don't cost any money, because holidays have been turned into buying opportunity. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, et cetera, et cetera.
Thanksgiving, Halloween, Easter.
Yeah. But instead of stuff, how about sit down with your family members around a table, get them all together. I know that's going to be a weird experience for some of you.
And don't talk politics.
And, you know, if you have a son or daughter, what could I do for you as a Christmas gift that you would really like? Maybe take them somewhere or something where it doesn't involve money, but it involves maybe a nice trip to the park or to the zoo. And same for other things. There are things you can exchange.
I want the stuff.
I know you do. But no, I'm saying that that's another way of fulfilling Christmas. Which
yeah,
is good.
It really is. Yeah. These holidays originally are supposed to be about, well, it's a contraction of holy day, getting together around whatever religion it is that you subscribe to, and just having a little break in that nonstop drudgery of working yourself to death to make the bankers richer than they already are, and to have a moment to sit back and say, okay, there are moments in life that are supposed to be special and good.
Yeah.
But again, in this country, it's all about the money. And I learned that the hard way many years ago when I got to experience Christmas in Europe, and it was so different, and it was so sincere, and it was so real. And it's ruined Christmas American style for me ever since. And so right now, I'm already in full-blown Ebenezer Scrooge mode. Anyway, there's the music. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you.
Okay.
Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Have yourselves a really good weekend. I'll be back here on Monday. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.